Welcome to the SoberQ podcast.
Hi, my name is Brendan. I'm an alcoholic, and today I've been asked to share upon what does the AA program promise? Well, for me, it promises me that I'm going to be able to live life sober without the obsession to drink. And for me, that is something that baffled me for such a long time. I've been in and out of AA for around 15 years, and today I'm 4 years sober. And, you know, so I experienced a lot of relapse in my attempts to maintain sobriety in the past. And, you know, today I live life without the obsession to drink. And, you know, I'm very grateful for that. And I owe that to this AA program. And, you know, the AA program promises that somewhere along the line during the process of the steps, that obsession to drink will be removed and that I'll have somewhat of a mental defense against the first drink. You know, for years I understood that when I drank, I couldn't stop, but I didn't really understand what I like to refer to as the second part of step two, and that is that basically when I'm sober, eventually I will drink again, and I don't really have a say in that. Even with a strong desire to stay stopped, if I don't take the actions through the 12 steps of this program, then, you know, I will drink again. And that was my experience. You know, there were many times I came into AA off the back of a tragic situation or just a real, you know, I felt fed up. And I thought, you know, this is it, you know, and maybe I'll never drink again. And I'd often promise, you know, family members, partners that, you know, this is it. I'm gonna stay sober this time. And then, you know, months down the track, I would find myself drinking again and, you know, very disappointed, very shameful, you know, hurting those around me. And it was very frustrating and hard. And, you know, but when I finally made that decision, when I finally understood that I am powerless over alcohol when I'm sober, that, you know, like it says in the big book, you know, at certain times, you know, an alcoholic has no mental defense against the first drink, which basically means that, you know, this mind of mine, being obsessed with alcohol will eventually convince me that it's a good idea to pick up a drink. Even with some evidence that it's probably not a good idea, I will go back to it. And, you know, so for 4 years I've been able to maintain sobriety and I don't get ahead of myself. I understand that I must maintain and keep myself in a fit spiritual condition through applying the actions of the program on a daily basis to the best of my ability. And how that looks practically, I guess, is, you know, when I'm disturbed, I look for the root cause. I use the program, the step four process, to look for the root cause as to why I'm disturbed, because it has nothing to do with my life circumstances or the situation that I'm in. I'm disturbed because of something within me. And, you know, I'm able to go through that process and then talk to someone about it and, you know, get back to somewhat of a peaceful state that I'm able to enjoy life and live with a greater sense of freedom. And, you know, there's so many promises in the AA big book, especially around step nine. But for me, in a nutshell, what AA promises me is that I'll be able to live life sober and be happy under any circumstances. And for that, I'm very grateful. Thanks for your time.
If you would like to share your experience on a recovery question, visit the SoberQ podcast website at soberq.com. Thanks for listening.